Yeah, press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You're trying to mug me off.
If you push play, you don't make my ears will hear it.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Still driving to get my cocks up.
1, 2, 3.
I'll eat your ass.
Bit of a mug off, bit of a mug off.
This is the mug off, baby.
We're in, boys.
Wait, the show's on?
The show's on.
Oh, shit. Yeah, cool.
Welcome back. Very special episode of The Mug Off.
This could be people's favourites.
I think this might be the highest rating. We're Jerry-less. Jerry got his head stuck in a fence out at the farm. Trying to get a closer look at the...
cow's butt.
Yeah, trying to look right up the date of a cow. Stuck in a fence. He's still out there. They're trying to cut him out at the moment. The jaws of life.
Yeah.
Apparently all the firemen are laughing at him.
He's going to need the jaws of life just to open up emotionally. Guy's so tightly wound.
Replacing him, potentially one of the most mugged off people in history, is a return guest. It's Dan Rath. Thanks for coming in, man.
Yeah, no worries. As soon as you said return, I thought you were going to say retarded, but it took a nice turn there.
It took an actual turn.
How are you, man? You're running a bit late. Showed up with a coffee.
That's always a good look.
Yeah, especially because you know it's the exact time that it took for the barista to like get those beans ground. Those piping hot beans. Yeah, it's a mug off, Joe. I guess. But yeah, it's a weak almond cap. That's how some people get wet ass pussy.
Yep.
I get a weak almond cappuccino, like a WAC. They write it on it sometimes. And every part of it is pathetic.
Yeah.
Like weak half dose, almond can't handle dairy, cappuccino, chalky sprinkles, mate.
God, it is a bit of a kid's one.
Are you lactose intolerant or are you just trying to do your bit for the environment?
It's just to mix it up.
Yeah, right.
Like, really? I'm so bored with everything. Like,
you should get a full strength one. That might liven you up a bit.
That does liven me right
what
up.
What about an extra shot?
I used to, but then I'm up all night.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so sensitive.
Bro, I had a coffee boss at 5 p.m. one day, and I was up till 3 in the morning.
What's a coffee boss?
It's like that cold can. It's Japanese.
Yeah.
Japan's favorite coffee can.
It's like a Red Bull and a coffee mix.
Kind of. Right. It's not bad. Juono put me onto him, actually.
And up till 3 in the morning.
Yeah, just looking at footy show clips.
I think it might have been the footy show getting your heart racing a little more.
I mean, it does get the juices pumping in me.
I'm not a coffee man. I don't need any more vices.
Sure.
Yeah, I've got enough.
Oh, you're off the cup.
Was never on it.
Really?
Yeah.
So what do you have?
I'm a milkshake man.
Fuck, me too. I've got a rule like every great day starts with a milkshake.
Is that true?
Yeah.
We should get one.
At least, well, that puts a lot of pressure on us.
we should have one before this.
Yeah, you got to have one before this and then kind of carry it through. Like one time I was just like, yeah, I got a milkshake, and then two milkshakes later I'm at the beach and I'm getting drunk and stoned.
I think I was there that day.
Yeah, you were definitely there.
That was a great day.
Yeah, we're at Gordo's.
I didn't even have a milkshake. I just had the beers. That was a good day.
Well, you got caught up in the milkshake aftermath, I guess. Fuck, you know what I've been watching, boys? The show, Keys to the VIP.
Oh, man, I remember that show.
Did you see it? I'd never heard of it before.
Yeah, that was that just dudes going out and picking up. They have competitions on who can get the most phone numbers and shit.
Yeah,
right?
They go three rounds, and they've got it's like a four pickup artists, like the veterans, like the players. True swordsmen through and through. One guy is pitched as he's the former all-star jock inspired. What does that mean? Does that mean you've never played sports?
Yeah, he never played sports, but he liked them.
So what's he an all-star at?
That he's just around the pickup artist nerds.
Jock inspired.
They're the exact kind of guys that reinvent themselves after high school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Never got a single date, but they read the game and now they're fucking wearing a tight t-shirt and go to the gym.
They got a V-neck leather wristband and a funny hat.
Yeah. They watch Doctor Strange and were like, you can transform yourself.
Jock inspired.
Jock inspired. Man, it's so good. It's so fucking good. I can't get enough of it. Man,
it's just a lot of dudes asking for, going up to girls in nightclubs and asking for a kiss, right?
And begging for phone numbers.
Yeah.
Dead set, please.
What happened to negging for phone numbers?
Well, I think negging is kind of like, because there's three rounds in each episode and they pit two guys together in the same club and then they got to see who gets away with the most numbers. So one of them is like my favorite freestyle. So just approach any kind of approach you want to use. So it's like, it's where you get to see everyone's just like, what's their go-to tactic? And then like one guy, it was like comedic relief. And it was like, they gave you a line and you had to start, like you had to strike up a conversation with a potential mark.
A mark.
They refer to women as marks. Oh, it's so funny. Gross. And then get like their numbers or whatever. So this guy's like, I think his line was like, I saw you from across the room or something. So he just like sees two girls, starts bopping up and then goes straight into Borat accent. It's so funny. Hello, hello. It's so funny. Oh, it's so fucking good. One of the dudes is just like a Tom Cruise impersonator in his 50s.
Fuck yeah.
Like one of the main guys. And he's like,
is he short?
They're all sitting down. Hard to tell. Hard to tell. So I guess no. Yes. Yes. They're all short.
Yeah. That yeah, it's fucking grim.
It's amazing. It's fucking amazing.
A lot of those girls have to be given the phone number out just so they can get the screenshots, right?
What do you mean?
Like just so they can post socials. Like this is the cunt that did the Borat accent.
Oh no, it's pre-socials, baby. I'm only seeing Nokias.
Oh
coming
yeah.
Out.
Oh, this is an old thing.
I think it's like 2004.
Right. So yeah, it didn't sound of our time.
No. It's very much of that look, like little leather wristbands, like just tucking in your shirt into your pants, but only where the belt, like the belt buckle is.
Oh
like
yeah, a lot of that. Showing off the SMP.
Statement fucking bead necklaces. Like everyone looks like a magician, kind of like a new age magician.
Oh man, that's all you need to start a cult is just a magician cunt and then like a color graded hierarchy system. Do you know what I mean? Like whether it's a belt or like yeah. a different type of yeah. like rock that you, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
you
yeah.
got a cult going?
Have you seen that, what's that fucking, that cult, like that doco about the cult with the fucking chick from Smallville?
NXVM.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what I was referring, because yeah. they did color belts and
did,
stuff.
Yeah, they did. Fuck, that shit's, have you seen that?
No.
It's fucking wild, man.
What do they do? They get belts to go up the chain.
Or they get like sachets or something, but yeah. then they're like, oh, I want the pink sachet. So like, as soon as you start a hierarchy, people yeah. just get addicted to it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, people need
like
to
Scientology.
Be, they need to feel yeah. like they've paid dues like, and something to like.
They've earned their stripes yeah. or sash.
And then there was like a special totally. Subsect that was supposed to be empowering women, and it was just like straight to sex slaves. Like, oh. it was like they were getting branded and shit.
Like physically branded.
One chick got like branded, like the logo. It's like, and then they kind of broke it down. And it's like, it actually is just the initials of the cult leader. It was like, you know who's fuck? It was like the stepdaughter of the hero from Starship Troopers, Casper
really?
Van Diem.
Man.
Isn't it wild? The world's wild.
That's so pretty crazy.
One of the main guys wrote that doco, What the Bleep Do We Know? He was like in this cult. It's just pathetic though. Like you can't ever, like I'll never watch that movie.
Yeah. Do you reckon like, you're susceptible to like joining a cult or starting one?
Look, I look like I am, but I'm not.
yeah.
I'm more susceptible to pranks.
Yeah.
And I guess
you wouldn't get caught up in a cult because you don't believe in yourself. Oh, I'm just going to be bottom tier my whole life. What's the point?
Yeah, I would, like, because I've been, I don't know if you guys have got the ATO thing call you where they say there's a warrant out for your arrest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
really.
I fell
yeah.
for that.
Yeah. Totally. Well, then I'm like, fuck, I'll fall for anything.
Yeah.
But that's a good prank because, like, it knows that everyone's doing dodgy shit.
Yeah. Well, when they, like, I picked it up and I said, oh, this is the ATO. And I was like, fuck. This is the exact reason I don't answer fucking private phone calls.
It's good for comics. Like, you probably got yeah. a lot of comics, huh? Because it's like, when are you guys doing tax?
Then they said, there's a warrant out for your arrest. Did you know this? And I just started laughing at them. It's like, come on, man. I don't know you that much, buddy. Or my fucking Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, man. I'm not a hoax.
Yeah, it brings to mind ideas of like a sheriff and like a guy on a horse.
Yeah. Oh, man, my name's
been in the CBD. Like,
my face is on a billboard poster out the front of the saloon.
Yeah, those guys aren't getting out yeah. of bed for what I owe them.
No way, man. Nah.
Man, I fell for it 2 years ago and then it happened again and I fell for it again. Like I forgot that I'd been pranked before. Like I just forgot. And then I was like, fuck. Like it ruined my whole day too.
I
was just, fuck.
Fool me once, I'll see you again soon.
Yeah.
Fool me once, see you in a couple of years. So
yeah. You might be able to get me again.
They started with like confirm your name and fucking date of birth, that's all I gave him. And then he said, oh yeah, just looking up here, it seems like there's a warrant out for your arrest. As soon as I started laughing, he hung up. And then I was like, I called the ATO and was like, hey, did you guys ring me? And they're like, nah, that's a prank, thanks for... And I was like, yeah, no, look, I'm I'm just doing this for the old people. Like, if I could fall for it, a genius like me, some of these old people out here, they're definitely like, they'll be sending them gift cards in 40 minutes.
Well, yeah. That's, man, I've never paid tax. So, like, when I get that prank, it really triggers me, because then I'm like, is this even a scam if it's true?
Yeah. Well, it's like,
finally. If a Nigerian prince emails you and then marries you, is it a scam?
No.
No, that's true love.
Yeah totally. And like, yeah. That's the same with this. Like, if they're like, oh, there's a warrant out for your arrest, and like, you have been committing fraud.
Fuck, that's a bad one, the Nigerian prince one. Like, that got a few people. It plays with their heartstrings and people's horniness.
Yeah, it's the horniness that'd get me.
Yeah. You just be thinking about those that Nigerian schlong.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Fuck, I'm not prepped today at all, boys.
I was thinking about the cuisine when I got it. But yeah.
What are they famous
traditional
for?
Fare.
What's an addition, like a traditional Nigerian?
Couscous, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking couscous and some meat.
Yeah, I guess like lamb, right?
Maybe.
Isn't like quinoa and shit like from Nigeria?
I don't know. I'd only be guessing here, and I feel like I'm setting myself up for some...
for a prank.
This cunt doesn't know shit about Nigeria.
Yeah, man, me neither. I'm trying to... we're learning now. You know?
Yeah, we're learning from each other, which is absolutely the wrong method.
Yeah, there's no Algonquin roundtable, I'll give you that much.
That's how friends learn, isn't it? From other friends.
Yeah, I pick up a lot of my stuff from dopes like you guys.
Yeah, I've got to get some smarter friends.
Yeah. Well, you're still the dumbest one in the group.
Absolutely not. That is
what do
not
you mean?
True. That is not true. I'm the only one that can read.
Yeah, that doesn't make you smarter than me.
It definitely does. You Maybe. Just have an autistic knowledge of 90s Australian television.
Yeah, sorry, I keep equating that to intelligence.
Have you guys done psychometric testing on the mug off before?
No, should we?
I don't know. I don't believe in it, like IQ tests and shit. Like, there's a spatial bit where you got to manipulate shapes. And I can't do that bit.
Oh, yeah, I'm not bad at that. But, like, general math, like, I had to fill out one for this job in a factory. They gave me, like, an aptitude test to just press a button for 8 hours a day.
It's weird because the job says unskilled and then,
Yeah, then they're
you
like,
need to count.
Didn't do so well in the math, but geez, mate, you smashed the spacing test. I was like, yeah.
I can't remember if you talked about it last time you were on here, but you used to work in a box factory in Brisbane, right?
Yeah, I worked in a yogurt lid factory.
Yogurt lid.
I had to put like lids on yogurt. It's weird because then you go, fuck, there's a job for everything.
Yeah.
Just like when you're at the shops, you're like, oh, someone would have like put this mug handle on. Do you know what I mean? It isn't just magic.
I think with mug handles, it's more of a ceramic like kind of.
No, there's a handle guy.
There's not a handle guy.
There's a guy because I was just on the lids.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't allowed like.
You weren't allowed to mix with the guys doing the bass?
Kept
the
putting your fingers in the yogurt.
Mm.
I kept fingering the yogurt and going, yum.
This is going to be a good one. I know it.
Yeah, do you guys have almond milk? No, but that lasted for about a day.
Really? One
yeah.
day?
He go because the main guy was like, "Yeah, you do you really? Are you do you like this job?" And I'm like, "I think I love it." I thought that's how you did it. You just go, "Man, it's great," but you don't do it. Like I was just not doing it right. I was fucking it all up.
Yeah.
And then he goes, "See me in my office." at like at the end of the day or whatever. But I had a tennis lesson at 3, so I just walked out.
You just left.
I just left the line. Like they were just so my part was just not being done.
There's a bunch of yogurts out there lidless.
Yeah. Bunch of lidless yogurts getting sent out. Apparently the next day they all had to undo my work. So they had to spend a whole day like undoing the damage I'd done. And they were so pissed because my friend worked there. He told me. And he's like, yeah, man, they don't think you're studying science. They're like, how would he understand chemistry if he can't put a lid on him? Like,
fuck.
How's he going to make methyl? And
oh, man.
How badly did you fuck it up? Like, what were you doing wrong?
Oh, all of it. I was just chucking stuff. I was just talking and throwing stuff around. And I couldn't even use them. I was like, just so gummy. Like
yep.
So uncoordinated, like I wasn't doing any of it properly. Like
bringing the Brox game into disrepute,
bring the box factory into disrepute. Yeah, oh,
I won't be having it. I love a factory myself.
Well, my friend went home with some of the guys after, and they just did crystal meth.
Jesus.
for like, he was there for like 2 days.
Fuck.
They were just listening to like rave music.
Fuck. Man, I was like working at this factory, and then by day two, I was just like walking to work trying to get hit by cars. Just being like, just take me now. Like, because I'm so much of a coward, I can't just be like, ah, it's not for me, dude.
Try to get yourself fired.
Yeah, just like, so I can be like, oh, I got hit in the way. Like, I love the job, man. I was rushing to get here.
I wish I could keep coming in.
Oh, but my leg's broken. Oh, fuck.
It does make you okay with suicide, eh? Like,
oh, big time, big time.
Like, you're just like, you're not scared of death anymore.
No, what's the point, dude?
Have you had like many real jobs, Rathy?
I've had like weird jobs like that. Like, definitely a lot of factories, like... A lot of like canned goods.
Fuck.
Out of shipping containers from Taiwan. And like, I remember I opened this one shipping container and it had like this biggest mosquito I've ever seen. Like, it was just real tired and stuff.
Oh my lord.
It was just buzzing around some weird looking Taiwanese container. Like, fuck, someone needs to get that mosquito. And like, kill what it. Happened to biosecurity here? Like, they're getting the bananas, but what?
the cans of chum from Taiwan. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, they'd always say, get your head out of the clouds. Get your head out of the clouds. You're dreaming. Get into the game. Get in the game.
The canned game.
Like, yeah, get in the game. Get into it. Put it in.
The game. Oh, man. I remember working on a job site and we were, like, doing demo. And then, like, this demo guy, this guy Morris with the shortest shorts, had, like, bald on the top but still had the ponytail. Like, I just love the cunt.
That's a strong look, eh?
Love the cunt. Just the tiniest shorts. Like, every time he'd walk up a ladder, I'd see half his scrotum. As he's trying to pass down roof tiles. He's going like, getting a look, are you, mate?
Oh, no, he was aware?
Yeah, he was having fun with me all day. I was like, all right, Muzz. And then he had this offside.
Yeah, I bet you stayed at that job for a while, didn't you, mate?
Couldn't leave, mate. Could not leave.
You keep following him too closely up the ladder.
Just trying to get a sniff of those hairy beanbags. But he had this like work experience kid with him. He was like his brother-in-law's like nephew or something. This fucking shit cunt kid, like probably a sweet kid, but like 17, didn't want to do any of the work. So he's like, we just watched him sweep up in the backyard, like the patio, and he's just doing the most abysmal job. And then this guy Morris, ever so dryly, is just like, yeah, you could watch him work all day, couldn't you? This kid is like, it was making me mad watching him sweep. Like, just sweeping into where he was walking. Like, it was just fucked.
To not know how to sweep is pretty fucking dumb.
Yeah, man.
Like, even if you've never done it before, sweeping is something that you teach yourself.
Yeah.
Like, no one teaches you how to sweep. It's just inherent.
Oh, there's a kid who never watched Breakdance, the movie. Have you seen that?
No.
It's like about breakdancing, but like... This guy's like sweeping up the front of his shop, but then he's, you know, it's like a famous scene where he's letting go of the fucking broom and it's moving around, it's doing this, it's doing that. The whole time he's popping and locking. Like, I'm getting obsessed with breakdancing and popping and locking, and like, I'm bringing it back to the four elements of hip hop, boys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Graffiti?
Yeah. Graffiti, MCing, DJing, breakdancing.
Fuck yeah.
And I'm bringing beatboxing with me. I feel like it got left out in the cold there.
The fifth column or whatever.
The fifth column, yeah. The one that holds it all up.
That was like that was press. Pioneered.
Beatboxing?
Yeah. Oh,
bro, by Joel Turner.
Man, the original beatboxer, some gonna, say.
We looked up his Patreon.
Yeah.
Not good. $3, you can get a personalized message, one Patreon.
Really?
It's like, man, we're kicking the shit out of poor Joel Turner.
So like 90s fame doesn't carry over at all, eh?
Or not really.
20s, whatever, noughties or whatever.
Only if you run a nostalgic-based meme page. So it's like, I'm the only one getting any kudos for that.
The Cheese TV guys came back.
Yeah, but did they?
Oh, just like for a once-off, but
yeah,
people were excited about it.
I was watching some Cheese TV lately, and it's like, it seems like three seasons in, those guys really resent each other. But
really?
No one cared as a kid, like you couldn't.
Yeah, well, I mean, you didn't have the emotional maturity to recognize that.
Not yet.
Were they your parents?
I didn't get that till I watched Studio 10.
That sense of camaraderie.
That kind of like, all right, what's going on here?
Aren't you going to go and do a guest spot?
I'm trying to. I'm really trying to. If I can get this gig I'm going for, I have a feeling they might let me on. Like, you know, I might have a bit more clout to go on.
You could, yeah.
The whole thing is building the credits so I can be a guest on the new look Studio 10 with Sarah Harris and Tristan McManus. Just feeling like, what's going on, guys? How's your mornings? Sarah, almond milk? I don't know.
You could reinvigorate the morning tea.
I fucking definitely would, I reckon. I reckon I'd really bring it. Be bubbly.
Just being in there, skews fingers.
Skews fingers.
COVID what?
Yeah, if you believe in all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, fucking just rummaging through arrow roots.
And this guy's wearing a broad brim hat, like one of those big Bunnings hats, because it was like so hot.
Yeah.
And this guy came up and he's just like, "What are you doing? What are you doing? You're just scared of the sun, are you?"
Yeah, man.
I'm like, yeah, I'm a walking melanoma. Like, like I got to use Bitcoin to get the sunscreen I use. Like, and then yeah,
you're a redhead in summer.
Yeah, I'm a redhead in a heat wave.
Yeah,
what's this guy's problem?
And he's like, man, he's like, you got to get the sun. Look at like, he's like,
what race was he? Sounds wog.
He was white.
Yeah,
he was as pale as me. That's what was fucked.
Oh, he's cooked his brain. That's what happened to him.
Yeah.
Well, then I think it was that weird thing of like stare at the sun. It's good, like get the sun on you. Like,
yeah, yeah, vitamin like D or whatever. Evil.
And then he used that as a gateway to go, what's this COVID stuff?
Oh, here we go. The great reset.
Of course, the guy that doesn't believe in the sun also doesn't believe in a global pandemic.
Mate, what's this COVID bullshit, you reckon?
Fuck. He goes, it's fucking bullshit, mate, isn't it?
Are you starting? I'm starting to side more and more on this, like, on the pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
I think so, yeah. Why not?
All about facial recognition?
Probably.
Man, because I'm on Microsoft Word and it's so annoying. You can't buy it anymore. Yeah. Like, it's a subscription.
What do you mean you're on Microsoft Word?
Well, I use that's it the only socials you use.
Yeah, catch me on Microsoft Word.
Pop it out a bit. Just scrolling Word out.
Microsoft Word. Yeah, yeah. Like, that's the one that can't, like, communicate with other people.
Yeah, it's just me and my thoughts.
It's just suicide notes and manifestos. But, yeah, because now I have to pay, like, it's $13 a month to a guy that eats children.
Fuck, yeah, Bill Gates.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Do you reckon
is that part of the pandemic?
the eating of the children? I don't know.
Or is that a side hustle?
Man, is he...
That's just a passion project, that one.
Yeah. Have you seen that, the world's first digital sitcom? And it was, like, for Windows 95, like, the install disc. With Matthew Perry and Jennifer Aniston, and they, like... went in the Microsoft offices, and then it was just supposed to be like a sitcom. But they're going through all the shit for like Windows 95 or whatever. Like, it's got video games, like, and then they're like hanging out with some kid in the office and he's like kicking their ass. And
I think I have seen clips of this.
I'm always posting it. I love it.
It is pretty good. There's nothing better than the launch of Windows 95. All those fucking tech dogs dancing
Steve
on the stage.
Boomer. That guy's sweaty as.
Bill Gates' dance?
Yeah. I don't mind Ballmer, though. He seems like
Have you ever seen that footage of Bill Gates jumping over a chair?
No. Yeah. And they did it to Who Wants to Be a Gangster or whatever. What it's like to be a gangster. And it's like, it looks cool with the song.
He just, like, that's a man, like, that's the only jumping he's ever done.
Yeah.
Like, just over a chair. He's never done it outside. Like, it's always been in an office.
He's still busy, like, you know, forcefully taking over other businesses or something, right? What do these CEOs get up to, do you reckon?
I don't know. There's a lot of Eyes Wide Shut parties, I reckon.
Oh, brother, I'd love to just get one invite to an Eyes Wide Shut party.
They'd know. Like, they'd just one look at you walking in there in a fucking balaclava or something. Everyone else is wearing real expensive masks.
Yeah, but they're going to be like, I don't know, that new guy's a bit of a hoot.
Yeah,
like,
that guy's
I'm so charming.
That guy's just here to fuck.
Get me halfway through an orgy and I'm networking. I'm saying good night to everybody.
You
like,
just
hey,
go for the finger food.
Straight to the craft table, you know me.
Finger fucking the finger food.
Well, yeah, it is splayed out on a naked woman or the sushi. Yeah. Sushi.
I want to be that person.
Put
me in the Eyes Wide Shut orgy, but I want to be the platter.
Yeah.
I'm getting touched by everyone, you know?
Oof. Watch everyone stay away like it's fucking anchovies at a fucking...
Hosing me down in the kitchen before they put the fucking hors d'oeuvres on me.
Yeah, the caterer just being like, oh, God, we cannot move these things, huh?
I think that platter's eating the cupcakes.
Hey, this is your third warning, dude. Can you not eat the sushi that's played on?
Just asking everyone to place them all on my dick. Someone's got to touch it, surely.
You can hire, like, that's like a service people offer.
Isn't there a famous photo of Eddie Murphy doing that on a...
What?
Oh, is that from a movie or is that real?
I'm thinking are you thinking of the movie Rising Sun with Wesley Snipes?
Maybe.
Where I think a woman who's doing that gets killed, right? And it was like all about the Yakuza or some shit.
Maybe.
Wesley Snipes made some fucking movies, man.
Man, that dude fucking rules. He got in some strife as well, didn't he?
Yeah, but this, have you heard that interview with Chappelle where he's like, you know, I'd be reading about Wesley Snipes in jail, and then I'd go to the club on the weekends and I'd be like, there's Wesley Snipes.
Sick.
I'm like, what happened?
It's like when you read about Matt Damon being in quarantine, but then he's at the beach or whatever.
Yeah. He owns a beach, I guess. Is that?
It wouldn't surprise me. Jason Bourne has a beach.
Jason Bourne has a beach?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
They made three of those movies and a spin-off.
Yeah, with Renner.
Yeah.
You like Jeremy Renner, right? You're a Renner head.
I like The Hurt Locker.
Yep.
Because, you know, like that. Have you seen that?
Only once.
Because the premise is kind of cool.
You just want to get around in that suit.
The bomb suit, yeah. No, so I can do gigs in it and you get protected by bombing. Like, yeah. But yeah.
Can't bomb in this one.
Have you ever been attacked after a gig?
Have I been attacked? I've not been attacked per se, but I've had a guy waiting for me, yeah. And like threatening to bash me.
Man.
Heaps. And was wanting to kill me.
Your famous coward punch bit?
That set him off?
Yeah.
That's the irony. That can really set a guy that looks like he invented it. off, like that always sets the skinhead off with like a neck tat.
Man, I was at
lost a mate.
Probably. I was at a dinner party and I was like half. I was like with a girlfriend at the time and like a bunch of like family friends or whatever. And I was feeling myself a couple of wines in, and then I was.
That's always
like,
dangerous at a family party, huh?
Yeah, and then
start feeling yourself. You're like, oh, this one's for the boys. This
and then just
a couple of sparkling Shirazes.
Because I often just quote that joke to people. I was like, man, you got to hear this fucking joke. It's like, my buddy wrote the best fucking joke. And then, so like, I'm gearing up to tell it. And then my partner at the time is like, can see consent it's happening. She's heard it 1,000 times.
It's got the word cunt in it like 4 times.
Yeah. These are good people I'm trying to tell this story to. They're good people. Good, honest, fucking working people. And I'm about to rock their world. And then I just get like stamped on my foot. And I'm like, all right, what's going on? And she's like, don't you dare. And I was like, this is fucking bullshit. So I had a bit of a sourpuss face on because she killed half my riff. And then as we're going home, she's like, dude, the such and such that were there, they're good friends with the kid who died from a coward punch that set the whole thing off. And I'm like, well, she needs to hear it.
Yeah, with time plus tragedy.
Comedy, Brady.
Listen to this bit.
Oh.
Yeah. But I almost told him.
And it's topical. It would have been topical.
Yeah,
as well.
It was.
You get
man,
points for that.
It couldn't be more topical talking to some of the victims' family.
Because they'd think about you.
Like, I think it was the guy.
Yeah. This was written for you.
And I was like, oh, my Lord.
If there's one thing they want to do is call their son's killer a strong cunt special punch.
Yeah. Call him a king.
A brave cunt.
Yeah.
That the punch should be more glorified in its terminology.
Anyway, he's in silver net water now in the royal blue. Come on. Free the man.
Have you been mugged off a heap lately, Rathy? Last time you kept it to the current financial year.
New financial year.
Yeah, I did.
Though.
There's been a new year, new. I live on Mug Off Avenue now. But that's the thing. During quarantine, it was hard to be disrespected because everyone was at home.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You couldn't have the day-to-day flow that would lead to...
I can only imagine the existential crisis you're going through that, like, if I'm not being disrespected, do I still exist?
Yeah, yeah. I think too much, therefore I am. But yeah, I did get... Well, I live in a building now that where the average age is about 80, which is great.
So they've got...
So I'm doing the mugging off.
Finally.
Man, the guy that lives next...
The tables have turned. Imagine you just using all the insults that have been used against you. You just call it 80-year-olds dumb rangers.
Who we got here? A fucking ranger? Yeah. A ranger on crutches, eh? Well, you got a colostomy bag. Did you shoot yourself?
They're just bummed because they were like, this guy's going to bring like fucking parties and like noise complaints. And it's like, the only noise complaint they have is just you listening to Daniel Plainview's like monologues at 11 o'clock at night too loudly. I drink your milkshake.
Blasting the geopolitical thrillers at 2 a.m. Because I know they can't tell me to turn the TV down because it's going to take too long to get up. Like remove the sleep apnea mask.
Get out of the iron lung.
Get the iron lung. Man, I walk through the building and I can just hear honky tonk, like babadipoop. Yeah, Swanee. That weird like 20s shit. Like it's fucking crazy. It's a time warp.
Man, have you seen like Insidious? You know, like it's like the music in Insidious.
I haven't seen it.
All right.
Is that like jazz? Like,
I think they have like a kind of like a honky tonk kind of. I might even be mistaking honky tonk for a whole different thing.
Man, oh, honky tonk is just, I don't know what it is, but it's jazz, it's country, but it's putting a bunch of genres in a Nutribullet. But I had a paramedic though, because like the building I guess is so old that people are just dropping off like flies. In the building. So like a few months ago, this
paramedic. Where are you living? The exotic Marigold Hotel?
Judy Dench is subletting. She shouldn't be leaving watermelons in the fridge. It absorbs the other flavors. But from the pad thai.
There's a communal fridge.
There's a communal fridge. Yeah. And, man,
are you living in a retirement village?
Man, this is just the gateway drug to retirement village. This is for people who are like, I'm still independent.
It's like a halfway house to a hospice.
Yeah.
Man, there's carers coming in and out. I don't know who lives there, who's caring. I don't know who the carer is sometimes. But these paramedics, man, they busted through my door.
Your door?
Yeah, like it's 7 in the morning.
Doing a welfare check on you. Heard you yelling back at the geopolitical thrillers.
The neighbors.
Someone said there was an explosion in apartment 1. Someone said Cyrus the virus. We're going to Disneyland. And they called the cops. They said there's a big boy in apartment 1. He's in fine fiddle. But yeah. These paramedics busted right. Like they came in, like they were coming almost into my room. Like, they were just like, just coming in as if like lifesaver kind of SWAT team vibe.
Wow. And did they break your door?
Yeah, they just broke it open.
Did they
like
think?
Like full SWAT teams.
Was it like a mistake or?
Yeah, complete. They were like, you're not an 80-year-old man.
Nah. And I then, feel like one, but.
Been up for 4 days. So I'm immunocompromised now. And you cunts are super spreaders.
You gotta listen to this drubbing you're giving them.
Man, I was so tired, eh? Like I was like, what the fuck? And then they all just ran off and left the door, like the hinge and everything's just on the
So
floor.
Who fixes that? The super?
Man, I think the
Strata.
The landlord or whatever.
Yeah.
But I just haven't told him yet.
So the door's just not.
There's 4 locks on it, so I've just got 1 lock now left. Yeah. So I just use that. But if you want to break through that, come at me. I'm ready to go, you know? Yeah.
You'd be doing him a service if you kill the man.
Man, I hope anyone listening to this comes for me. But but yeah, it was crazy. No apology either.
Yeah, that's a bit.
Was that a mug off or is that just heroes doing a bit of work?
It's a bit of a mug off.
It is definitely a mug off, but it's kind of like
they're heroes.
It's an accidental one, and you kind of, I think you just got to cop it.
I would have chastised them as they were taking an old 80-year-old in the fucking thing. I'd be like, hey, so who fixes my door, by the way?
Yeah, once they've dealt with whatever the issue is, they've got her on the gurney.
Yeah.
Carrying her down the stairs. You want to get them while they've still got their hands full, you know? Some of those guys are pretty strong.
Yeah. Is there zipping up the body and you're like, listen.
Yeah, I mean, they are trained to just like lift bodies.
They're zipping the body back.
Fuck.
Do I send an invoice to you guys or what?
Yeah. How does this work? Or do we go through Strata or what's
it's
body corporate?
It's crazy that they didn't even like, hey, sorry about the door. We'll sort that out for you. They just kind of left.
They kind of like smiled and then pissed off.
Did they smile at you?
Well, it was kind of like, oh, fuck. And then they ran. Because I guess like they can't dilly dally.
No.
Like, it's murder if they if they dilly dally, if they go, oh, we had a chin wag.
Imagine seeing the ambos rock up with a coffee.
They got half an almond milk coffee. They rock up with Dan.
Yeah. They got the order wrong. Sorry, we're late. We had to wait for them to remake it.
I'm an almond milk guy, lactose intolerant.
They used oat milk, you know. I like the varieties, not the cow's milk. Yeah. That'd be crazy. That'd be murder.
Yeah.
Because that 5 minutes, that's a heart attack, isn't it? That's gone. That's
easily.
Fully done.
Yeah.
You know who does
hobnobbing with Dan Rath.
You know who you never see running is firefighters.
What do you mean?
They're all like, they always calmly walk into something.
Well, yeah. They've got a pole as well. That I guess that's just chilling though.
Like, I mean, they're hustling, but yeah, then yeah, once yeah. they get to the thing, they just like they're kind of just like walking around. They look at the signs to see if they're allowed to park there and shit like that.
Yeah, see, that's good, dudes. Like, cops will just
Joking. They don't actually do that, but they just kind of like they get out and they just kind of like just mosey on in.
Maybe that's like a kind of keep yourself calm.
Yeah,
keep yourself insulated.
Maybe that's what makes them so hot. They're calm under pressure.
Yeah.
That's you never want to encounter a crisis that will reveal the full extent of your cowardice.
That's my biggest fear.
Do you know what I mean? Like when you watch horror movies, like Taken and shit, you're like, yeah, fuck yeah. That's me.
Yeah.
I'd be one of the Romanian guys getting kicked in the head.
Oh, I would just be like, they've taken our daughter and just like Famke Jensen's like, should we make another or like let's just get another one. Like that she's gone.
I don't have a passport that's valid.
Man, I would they like
how am I getting to the airport? I'm not allowed on Uber.
Or friends.
I can't go to Mesopotamia. Fallujah.
Man, it's fuck so funny. That. Like, because I was watching those over New Year's, and like in the first one, the daughter gets like, I think, does she get addicted to drugs? Like, they start shooting up heroin on her?
Yeah, just to keep her as like, so they can sell her as a sex slave.
Yeah. And then the next movie, she's like getting a driver's license. Like, no one's ever talking about, like, hey, can I see your sobriety bracelet? Wouldn't she be hooked on heroin?
Nah, they just get her off it with the
cold turkey and a stern talking to.
Yeah. Pull your head in. We didn't raise you like this.
You're back in America now. And another bullshit thing. Why would like a 21-year-old girl lie to her dad because she was like following U2 around their European tour?
Like because he's a former bodyguard and he knows how hectic the world is.
But like U2? Like what 21-year-old girl's listening to U2?
Yeah, it was a flawed premise.
Do you reckon that's Liam Neeson being like, listen, look after my boy Bono. Put him in the script. You want me in it?
Yeah, they probably had it as like Lil Wayne originally. And they're like, and then that thing about Liam Neeson came out. They're like, oh, no.
I don't want any black bastards in this movie.
Oh, we're going to have to change this up a bit, I think.
He's always walking around pissed and pissing himself.
Yeah, the amount of photos of him having pissed himself is crazy.
I've heard of this stuff.
Man, it's six where he's just fucking, and you zoom in on his face and he is blind drunk, brother.
He's having a good time.
It's like he's having a great
time.
Isn't
he as calm with that crisis? As in Taken?
He looks a little more frazzled.
Yeah.
So in real life, he's not what he...
Well, there's a couple where I'm like, oh, listen, it might just be no undies, post-urinal drizzle can happen to the best of us. Older gentleman, sure. And then there's ones where it's just running down his leg. It's like, I can't defend this whole piss piss.
Yeah, that's a full schooner.
Fuck. Man.
Liam Neeson often breaks the seal in his pants. Like, that's him saying, I've broken the seal, but he doesn't move. Everyone else talks about that like it's annoying because you have to keep getting up to go for a piss. Not him.
No.
Not Nisa.
No, he just goes in his pants. Why not?
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah,
I was
rich.
In Schindler's List.
He's got Schindler's other pants.
Pissed. Schindler's pissed.
Again.
Oh, that's right. We're doing Schindler's diss. And instead of Oscar Schindler running a factory, he's a roast battle comedian. We might get cancelled.
How did you so this guy with the hat, how did you back out of that? How'd you back out of that conversation?
What's the guy with the hat?
The guy that when you were wearing a hat.
The wide brim.
The guy talking about the sun.
Oh, I was just like, yeah, man, it's this whole you're right, it's fucking it's just government lies. And then just so I could go about, and also it's just interesting just to do you know what I mean? Just to be like to indulge these
people. I want to listen to all sides.
Myself, yeah, you know, totally.
I've got a bit of that journalistic integrity about me.
Yeah. Gonzo journalism.
Bit of gonzo journalism.
The gonzo journal. That's it. Yeah, totally.
That's how I do it, man. Like Fear and Loathing. What's that cunt's name?
Louis Theroux.
Louis Theroux in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Yeah. Is that what you're like? Yeah. You're a fucking moron.
Louis Theroux.
No, it's that other dick fucking Hunter S. Thompson.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's
Johnny Depp.
John Depp.
Another guy that's pissing himself.
Yeah. John Depp, man. That talk about roast comedians when Amber Heard shat the bed or whatever and he started calling her Amber Turd. So that's my favorite bit of that whole debacle.
It's crazy that even has to come out in court. Like the judge should just be like, hey, that's funny.
That's when you know like he's a man like me, like it's like, nah, it's too good a burn not to put that in the
Yeah.
Put that in the get the sonographer to type that out. And they're like, that's kind of irrelevant. Like, no, put that in.
Yeah, that's gone on public record.
It's a good burn, trust me. Yeah. trying to do the roast of Robert Riggle next week. I don't know.
I'm trying to write a screenplay about a roaster who gets roasted.
Whoa.
Like he's a professional roaster.
Yeah.
But he gets roasted in his day-to-day life.
Yeah, right.
But he does roast for a living.
Fuck.
But like he's just going to get his coffee and they're like, what's up, fuck?
I'm seeing it kind of run like an 8 Mile, kind of like.
Yeah.
It's got the beats of 8 Mile. Like he's getting roasted in the factory and barely fuck Brittany Murphy. And then he's out there just tearing up. You went to Cranbrook. That's a private school. I watched 8 Mile not too long ago as well. Like I'm doing the hard yards research with this.
It still holds up, huh?
Yeah, I think it's pretty good still. Yeah. Michael Shannon is in it?
Yeah, I like Shannon.
Man, have you seen The Iceman?
No, I don't think so.
Where he plays like, it's like that. You know the Richard Kuklinski, the Iceman killer?
Oh, yeah. It's like he was like a mafia hitman, right?
Yeah. And then, but they made like a movie with Michael Shannon plays him. It's fucking sick.
Yeah, right.
Michael Shannon rules, man.
He's good at playing like detached psychos.
Yeah, guys who just stare at you then beat you to death.
Yeah.
It's pretty sick.
I watched a doco about that guy and there was an interview with him and he was just like, yeah, I'd go out and kill people and just go home to my family.
Yeah.
It was fine. Yeah.
He's a family man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's good at compartmentalizing.
Yeah. I think his dad kicked the shit out of him. So like he had like no love at all. But then would have this like beautiful family, which I think he was like quite like nice to.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he even...
Yeah, well, he can't come home calling himself the Iceman.
Well, yeah, but like, I don't think he was, like, just, like, taking his day out on his kids either. Like,
yeah.
I guess he's, taking them out on some mafia cunt, probably, and then...
Or taking out the rage and...
Yeah.
I've heard that with BDSM people, that they're real nice. Like, because they've just been whipping some guy with candle wax.
Yeah.
So, like, when they meet you, they're like, how you going, mate? Yeah, like, they're real gentle and stuff, because they've just been, do you know what I mean? Like, chained up to a... Like a crucifix or whatever?
Yeah, just that's them during that's their work face.
Yeah.
Just in with their work hat on, you know, sometimes. It's like, I don't want to be a racist piece of homophobic garbage, but when I got a shovel in my hand, I'm trying to survive too, man.
Yeah.
I'm calling everyone. I'm going to go, oh. You know? Do what you do to survive. You adapt, you know?
Totally. Yeah.
Like a chameleon.
Yeah. It's like, oh, man, I'd get the shit kicked out of me in prison, but... I gotta get a few good laughs in, you know, like maybe year three, they're probably like, this guy, man, we gotta stop kicking this
shit.
You'd
be hanging out in the lunchroom with the guards, I reckon.
No, yeah. No.
Rubbing the screw's feet.
No, please. I'd be rubbing my roommate's feet. What are you talking about?
He's smaller and weaker than you too.
Absolutely. Like, yeah. I'm talking like a daycare too, like a white collar prison.
Yeah.
And I'm still like the bottom.
Just oh, you'd love, it'd be great if you roomed with a hedge fund insider trading guy. Do you know what I mean?
It's the one time I could be an alpha, I think.
Yeah. You'd be like, thank God, what you did, you shorted the NASDAQ? Fuck.
Yeah.
The other guy fucking killed a 7-Eleven clerk with a hammer. Yeah. Like, I'm glad. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Fuck.
There's a great doco called Miami Mega Jail. I was fucking obsessed.
Oh, man, that's crazy, that one.
I was obsessed with prison docos. Miami Mega Jail, and there's a man on there who is like intimidating through the TV. He's like,
really?
Yeah, man, he's like 26 or something. And the dude,
is that the one where they're like, as soon as you get into a jail, you got to fight everyone in your room?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you get the bottom bunk?
Yeah, well, it's just to see if you're a real N-word. And Louis's like, do you think I'm a real N-word? And he's like, sure, I don't know, man, you'd have to come in.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, so he's just outside the sphere of judgment.
Yeah, he's like on the other side of the fucking cell.
In that one, he goes into the cell, though.
Yeah, and there's that little guy who...
Yeah,
like,
that little dude's like, what size are those shoes?
Yeah, it's like, uh-oh.
But there's one guy that's just so intimidating. He's like, "What? How come you're in this bit?" And he's like, because I stabbed a man. And he's like, with what? And he's like, with an ice pick. And he goes, where'd you stab him? And he's like, shit, I don't know, wherever I could hit him. It's like, man, that guy is terror. He doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, the
like,
blase criminal really scares me.
Oh, man, he has no plans of getting out, that guy.
Do you guys reckon you might be real N-words if you were put in that situation?
Oh, no, I'd be hanging out with the screws.
Yeah.
Oh, in prison?
Yeah, I'm they're putting me in with the pedophiles probably for protection.
You think they're getting abused by the pedophiles?
Yeah, man, probably. Probably like mentally he's 13. Pen. We could risk molest him. Keeps talking about cartoon shows. Keeps saying they're for adults. It's called Max. It's a cartoon for adults, not kids.
What would you be in for, you reckon?
Oh, good question.
You'd be in there, Rathy, for not paying your parking fines or something.
I think you were the one who put the fear of God into me, because you said you had a friend, because I remember I was telling you about like all the parking fines I had, and then like you were real serious. You're like, man, my friend got sent to a farm.
Yeah, that wasn't...
I can help you with this one. So how many do you have?
Oh, there's heaps.
Yeah. Man, you can just start getting them taken off. Like you can get them wiped by your therapist.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck, I shouldn't have fired her.
Followed.
I fired her on Zoom.
Oh,
I didn't fire her. I just said Zoom isn't a great medium for you.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, but you can get
I think I was going crazy in lockdown or whatever.
Oh, yeah. A guy like you.
I didn't say it like that. I just was like, this isn't great.
Just like that. Why do you think it's not
she
great,
Dan?
She
took it so serious. Like, I think because now, like, there's no been no contact, like, to see are you okay or whatever.
Yeah. I don't think that's protocol, right?
Oh, aren't really? Supposed to reach out? I had one that tried to add me on Facebook.
Bro. Man, I had, like, a similar, like, I got this
Dr.
one.
Dr. Steinberg.
I mean, maybe not shut her out. But I had this one that was, like, it was when I was doing, like, black comedy and whatever, and I was, like, going through, like, this some fucking shit. I needed a therapist. And then she was like, she started getting into black comedy, and she was like, the next day I called her, like I walked into the office and she was like, I was just watching some of my favorite sketches on black comedy. I was like, this is a flag. And then like later on that session, she was like, well, you know, you're like a half cast. And I was just like, all right, I'm finding a new therapist.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
And then like, I was like, oh, that's actually quite racist to call me that.
Maybe she was trying to do the job site thing to you.
Oh, fuck, maybe.
You were? Did you go in there in your landscaping gear?
No, but I probably talked about shoveling a lot.
Yeah,
you know.
Oh, she thought she was one of the boys or something.
Maybe. I don't think so. I think she was just being ignorant. But in the next session, she was like, "Hey, I just think it's so great because you hate confrontation that you confronted me about what was racist. And guess what? I think it like I learned a lot there, and I was just like, I'm out of here, dude.
She should be paying you at that point. She's learning.
Exactly.
She should not be learning anything.
Exactly. She should be fucking. We'll pay the rent, bitch.
They should be getting dumber from talking to you.
Absolutely.
To deserve their money. They should be like, that hurt my brain. Man, fuck.
The moment I find out about their lives, I start fucking. It's like, it's over.
It's awful.
Man, like one guy, I've seen this one guy.
When
he's
is
like,
that their house as well? Because then you just see their shit.
I can't do that. I can't do an out-of-house fucking therapist. I can't. Yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to open up your medicine cabinet, you know?
See a butt plug.
I can't do that. I can't do that. Yeah, you're
butt
I'm reaching
next
for
to the TV.
You're reaching for a tissue and you just grab one of them white rabbits or whatever.
Man, I had one. I went to his house and it was just in his room. And then he was so shit. And then because he found out I did comedy somehow.
Oh, no.
Probably because I told him, but. But yeah, then he like was playing like black and white, like Three Stooges shit. Like he just.
Here's some Henny Youngman.
Yeah, it'd be like Henny Youngman. And he'd do that Who's On First thing.
Oh, my
God. You know Who's On First?
Yeah.
He's like, do you get it? It's just all wordplay. He's like, it's funny, isn't it? And he'd watch me watch it.
Oh my.
And I'm like, I've got friends that do that. That show you a YouTube and watch your reaction. You know that?
Yeah.
Like, you can never laugh when they watch you.
Yeah.
But he'd do that. And he's like, it's funny. Isn't it? It is funny, isn't it?
You're not laughing. Why not? Yeah, a very famous comic might have done that to me with a conspiracy theory video about the number 11.
Yeah, except it was fucking an hour and 40 minutes.
Yeah, and I had to watch it while he was trembling arms while holding up the iPad. Heavy metal guy too.
Was that Lyme's disease or it was trembling?
Don't know.
I only say that because I got bitten by a tick recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was the other mug off I meant to say.
Take us out with it, Rathi.
Because when you're getting quarantined, I guess you just get mugged off by nature.
Yep.
You know, don't you?
Nature's probably the greatest mug off.
It really is because it gets us all, even the biggest dogs.
Yeah.
Hey, but also, like,
let's come crashing to an end on this pod, please. Right.
So I got mugged off twice by nature while I was isolated, and one time I was running for a train, and I took a sharp right.
Yeah.
And a bee went into my mouth and bit the tip of my tongue, and it hurt a lot.
Oh my God.
And then I called my dad because he's a GP for advice. And then I went to the pharmacy and had to get $80 worth of bee sting equipment.
Equipment?
Yeah.
Don't like you take the stinger out and wait? Are you allergic to bees?
No, but there's a chance, because I'm a hypochondriac. I just Googled it.
Yeah.
There's like a 10% chance your brain will explode or something. Or like you'll get anaphylactic, like it'll shut down your heart.
Good Lord.
Because it's close to the brain too, the tongue.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a gateway to the brain.
You're lucky you didn't come across that thing. Isn't there a thing like if bees die, then they like kind of send out like a distress thing and then more bees come?
I thought...
That's people, eh?
Yeah, that's cops.
Calls up its cousin's bees.
Like if you go to Aldi and kill someone, they send up a distress signal.
Oh yeah, I believe so.
No, that's all. Cut that. No, but I but now, yeah, I got like $80 worth of bee sting equipment, and like now it's just sitting at home, and I kind of want to use it again.
Fuck.
But then I got bit by a tick.
Maybe if you get into beak cleaning, does it work for the ticks? You reckon?
Well, the tick doesn't. Ticks diff. Ticks way worse.
Ticks quite worse. Did you get it all?
Sorry.
Did you get all of the tick out?
Got all the tickets still there. Like it happened 3 months, but I've still got like the sign of it.
Yeah.
On my hip. And
man, they're so gross.
Have you got one?
No, my brother did one time. Scared the, like I just stopped. Like,
was he in the bush or like in the?
Kind of. I don't think so. I think he was just in someone's backyard, but I was like, oh, I'm never going camping ever.
No, it's over so now.
I'm like a lounge room guy now.
Yeah.
Full time.
I'm not going
to. You've got more chance of getting a tick in your lounge room.
I got a better chance of watching the tick in my lounge room.
Great shot.
Wait, you reckon I got ticks in my lounge room?
Nah, but I mean,
I don't even really have a lounge room now. Everything's just in my room.
Yeah, sure.
Man,
you're a horizontal guy.
Yeah.
Well, that's because they made the tick, they humanized it with that show, but then you're like, they don't tell you about Lyme's disease.
Which one is Lyme's disease?
It's the one where you just slowly, it just shuts down your body.
Oh, that's good to know.
These animals are fucking dangerous, man.
Yeah, they're trying.
And I got bitten by it in the CBD too.
The tick in the CBD?
I was sitting on a park bench near Martin Place.
Really?
Yeah, like near the Matrix where they filmed it. And I got bit
just
by
just thinking about the Matrix.
Yeah, with a girl in a red dress. Like,
yeah.
I got a tick. 50 meters from there. That's bullshit. Like the doctor doesn't even believe it. And I brought the tick in a lockbox.
Did you have to get the doctor to remove it or did you do it?
I imagine you at
home with a fork.
Man, I thought it was a cauterized wound.
Yeah, right.
Do you know what I mean? So yeah. I picked it up. I thought it was a scab, but I picked it up and then it started moving.
Oh my God.
It was like the fucking, it was like David Lynch film or something.
Oh my God.
That sounds terrifying.
It was terrifying. I brought it in and I was trying to demand that the doctor do an autopsy on the tick to see if it had traces.
That's more of a vet thing, right?
He thinks I'm a psycho, but yeah. Man, and then I read about this other poor guy. I don't know if you've heard of Slug Boy.
The guy who ate a slug at a party and
became Stephen Hawking.
Yeah. Yeah, I got dared to eat a slug.
I blame Marvel for that.
You know, the one that's even worse is the fucking KFC rapper. Have you remember that one? The rapper meme where someone like ate a KFC rap, this like family, and then like their kids are like Stephen Hawking's now.
What do you mean like Stephen Hawking's real smart or in wheelchairs?
Just, like they just like, they just got, no. They're like brain damaged.
Oh yeah, okay.
But like, I think they're like paraplegics or like, what? You know, from like the neck down.
They ate a KFC wrapper.
Yeah, they ate a KFC, like the wrapper meal. Like not like a paper, but like, you know, those wraps that they do, like a
twister.
A Zinger wrap, I think they had. Like, yeah, I think they had a twister or some shit. And then they're like, it was in like Bundaberg or something. Like it was like a Sri Lankan family. I might be completely wrong here, but it just didn't stop me for a day. You know, in my tracks, I was like, I'm still going to KFC.
Yeah, you can't camp it out real quick, but.
Yeah,
KFC,
yeah.
That's solidly.
Well, that's a noble death, I thought.
That's seppuku.
Yeah, like I'll just go down like that. He died doing what he loved most. Getting stuck into
shitting through the eye of a needle.
A twisty. Oh, man.
Chicken karagi seppuku.
Yeah, I think it was undercooked, maybe.
What, and that can parabolize you?
Some kind of crazy salmonella, maybe?
There's some super strains out there.
There are some. Yeah, I was reading like Cambodian bats got found like after like they were. I think a bunch of bats in Cambodia all have like a super strength strain of this coronavirus. But
KFC is going to start the new strain of COVID.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like release it as a new box. Like,
yeah.
All the everyone at the cricket wearing a fucking KFC bucket on their head. Like they're patient zero, all of them.
They should be, yeah. Though. Like if you're going to the cricket with a bucket in your head, because they're just giving out the buckets at the cricket.
Yeah.
You can't even, like they're not even filled with chicken.
No, you can't even buy chicken there.
Yeah. It's so dumb.
Sponsored by KFC, but you can't buy the chicken there.
So you can't put one fucking KFC in here? I can see 17 sports bets, but not one fucking KFC stand.
Well, they had to change their slogan to finger licking bad.
No, they didn't.
No, they did. Well, they actually, that's not, but they did have to stop.
They were like finger fucking bad. Finger licking good. Finger fucking, comma, good. Is what they said.
Finger Blaster.
On the Finger Blaster note, that might take us to the end of the episode.
Do you have anything you want to plug there, Rath?
Man, nothing's happening.
Any shows coming up or?
Nothing booked. It's all so uncertain.
Yep.
Are you doing Melbourne or anything like that?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's going to happen, as long as like that mutant strain doesn't get unleashed.
Yeah.
Well, Duggan's doing it. You're doing Melbourne. Yeah.
Right? Easter week, come to that. It's called Tropical Strength.
Oh yeah.
Fuck, it's around the corner, huh?
Yeah. Melbourne. It's not far.
Yeah.
Mocking a bit.
It ruins your life until it's over.
Yeah, I'm only going for a couple of weeks this time, so it'll be.
That's the way to do it, man. You got to do it like me. You want to show up for like 4 days and then fuck off.
Man, everyone complains about like, this is so draining. Like, what do you mean? I just fucking party every night and then sleep until 2 and do a fucking gig.
Yeah.
This rules.
Isn't this what we got into this for?
Yeah, this is exactly why. I thought, I can make money doing this and not have to go to work.
Yeah, like all my panels are here. We're yucking it up.
Yeah.
Like,
some of these guys only get to see once a year.
Man, you know what I was thinking of the other day? Just that fucking, we got to get Matty Ford on, but. That fucking burn you had on him down in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Fuck, it was making me laugh. Like, do you remember that? Like, what year did we go down?
Would have been 2016.
16, 17 or something?
16, I think.
It was the year he was doing Comedy Zone. And then he like got drunk and stacked it down the hi-fi stairs. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And had that big gash across his head. And then he showed up the next day and we're all just having beers. And you just go to him, mate, what are you doing? 100 stitches for the festival.
Got his ass.
And on that mildly entertaining note.
thanks for listening. Sign up to the Patreon. Leave us a review.
Return to Country on ABC Indigenous Instagram.
Follow Dan Rath. Thanks for coming in, mate.
Oh, no, good time.
Are you prevalent on the socials?
Yeah. No, I'm off them now.
Off the socials?
Yeah, just
catch him on
Microsoft Word.
Catch him on Microsoft Word.
I'm on Excel as well.
Catch Rathy hanging out talking to the paperclip in the fucking hospice apartment.
Have you got anything to plug?
Just that show.
Just your asshole, mate.
Yeah, come show me asshole. Come have a look at that. Give it a kiss if you like. Sign up to the Patreon. There's some red hot stuff happening over there. Give the Instagram page a like. And the Facebook group. We'll catch you next week. Thanks for coming in, Rathy.
Yeah, peace. Good stuff.
Baby.